This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from Estonia, it is the band Evert and the Two Dragons. Their new record is called Circles. You can get information on the band and their music at evertandthetwodragons.com. Evert spelled E-W-E-R-T. It's Evert, Erki, Ivo, Christian. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming all this way. It is a very, very long trip from home for you. Let me start by asking you a little bit about the name of the band. I understand it comes from a film.
Yeah, that's true. It's not, you know, that interesting story, though. It's that just sort of happened.
Was it the title of a film or just a line or a character?
Yeah, it was a line and two characters as dragons. And it was, you know, it was funny. It sounded funny in my head. And it was funny at the time. Now it's something that we need to live with.
I think it works. It's definitely unique and stands out. And of course, Evert and the Two Dragons would make one think that there are just three of you, but there are in fact four of you. So
yes.
How does that work?
It does work. One is two-headed.
Okay. Did you come up with that story after the fact?
Yeah.
Evert and the Two Dragons are live in the studios here, their new record called Circles. I understand that you guys originally met through like a music school where you each went there, but not necessarily at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
How big is the town where that music school is?
Tallinn is about like 400,000, give or take. So close to one third of the population lives there.
Wow.
And everybody besides Evert is from outside of Tallinn. So we moved there one after the other. And that school where we went to is basically like this spot to make good connections and meet, musicians of your own age and find people that you have stuff in common with.
Well, it's definitely worked out.
Yeah.
You guys sound phenomenal together.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Before I hear you play your first tune, and for folks who are geographically challenged, I want to ask a couple of questions about Estonia. I mean, obviously, not only are you the only, but you're by far the best Estonian band that we have ever had here live in our studios. So for folks that are listening, this is a country that is roughly twice the size of the state of Vermont, and it has roughly the population of Idaho. So just to give you an idea.
Yeah, I checked out also that it's roughly the size of Ohio.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But not necessarily in the population part.
And so on the map, this is the easternmost country in the European Union, but you're actually only about 50 miles away from Helsinki, Finland.
Yeah.
Just across the water. Is that's the next nearest major city to Tallinn or Tallinn?
Tallinn.
Is that a place that you travel to? Or does it just seem like a world away, even though it's only 50 miles across the water?
No. I mean, people go there pretty often, and a lot of Estonians work in Finland, so there's a lot of people going back and forth, and Finns come to Estonia, and we go there, but I don't think that we take it as like the big city. It's more like a neighboring, brotherly type thing. They're pretty connected, and we're connected with the Finns pretty much. So it's I think that like the big cities are more west.
Yeah, Stockholm isn't that far away too. I mean, it's the water. If you take the boat, then it takes a night to get there.
Okay,
but if you flew, it takes an hour and it's or less.
Yeah,
something like that, and that's really close also.
Well, you had mentioned the sort of brotherly connection of the places. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but Portland, Oregon, is a sister city of Tallinn. It's actually part of the sister city program. I found that out. I didn't know either. It's Evert and the Two Dragons. They're live in the studios today. The new record is called Circles. What is it that you guys want to play first today?
Million Miles.
Since we talked about distances, we're going to
All
right.
Go with Million Miles.
And I never thought I'd find my way home. Walked a million miles in solitude for so long. Need no water, need no food, I need none. Need a reason to walk home and to breathe on. Need a reason to walk home. Need a reason to breathe smiling to for so long. Need no water, need no food, I need none. Need a reason to walk on and to breathe on. Need a reason to walk on. Need a reason to breathe, breathe on. And I'll try, try, try. And I never thought I'd find, and I tried, tried, tried. But no one could help take the covers off my eyes. You, it's always been you, I can see it clear and bright. I tried, but no one could help take the covers off my eyes. You, it's always been you, I can see it clear and bright.
That is Everett and the Two Dragons live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Circles. Again, it's Everett, Erki, Ivo, and Christian live in the studio. Just looking at you guys, I'm guessing somewhere from late 20s to maybe early mid 30s in terms of age for the four of you. Am I about right?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, and I ask that as a preface to talk a little bit about Estonian political history, because up until the early 1990s, this was a country that was under Soviet control. And from my understanding, access to culture was extremely limited for people in Estonia, to the point where when independence happened, which was, what, 91?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
There were quite a few people in Estonia that really had no idea how much more music and art and culture there was outside of Estonia. In terms of growing up there, what kind of access did you guys have to music and culture? Bootlegs, copies of things, or was there legitimate access?
No, there was no legitimate access. Like that was extremely limited, I think. But there was a lot of, I think all of our parents had a lot of these bootlegs, or, you know, re-recorded tape cassettes. And when you got a good one, like some, I don't know, you got a... Yeah, old tape, like real tape
reel
machines.
Reels, yeah.
And then when you got a good record, then you listened until it was like, until it broke, basically. So it was...
It did get better, though, when we were growing up already, because a lot of vinyls were probably, they did not have the license to do that, but all the companies in Russia did a lot of approved bands, vinyls, and they were out. So, but they were sort of like a few years older. They weren't really that modern. Anything, everything took time to cross over.
They were pretty. They came pretty late, though. They weren't like actual the hot thing right now. Nothing came like that.
Right. I know here in the States, for decades, people that lived down south along the border with Mexico would listen to radio out of Mexico, because Mexican radio stations had tremendous power compared to American radio stations, and they could get away with playing things that legally you really couldn't play because there was profanity or whatever. Could you pick up radio from like Helsinki across the water at all to listen to music coming from elsewhere?
people in Tallinn did.
Yeah. I mean, there were channels that were like available. Voice of America, Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
people tuned into that.
So what kind of stuff were you listening to growing up? I mean, any particular style that seemed to kind of perk up your ears?
I liked Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and stuff like that, Queen, because they were like acceptable music. Mm-hmm. Beatles.
I was basically listening to everything that my mother and my uncle got their hands on. So it was like, it was from one side the Beatles and the Stones and ABBA, and from the other side it was later Nirvana, and yeah, I guess it was a lot of stuff that I was forced to listen to, also like I don't know, Slayer and Slipknot and stuff like that.
Well, Everett, it's kind of interesting that you would mention people like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, because when you guys go out on tour, especially when you're closer to home, you augment the four of you with a horn section. Right, that comes straight out of the home of Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, and it also has to do with our background, because we're all we have a musical history before the band and before moving to Tallinn too. So I was playing in a brass orchestra for I don't know, maybe like 7 years.
What instrument?
More. Horn.
Okay.
And trumpet, and tuba, and trombone, and stuff like that. Brass.
The brass family.
Yeah. And Ivo played clarinet, and Christian played classical percussion, all sorts of marimba and xylophone and everything. And Evert used to
play
the piano.
I didn't really do that. I wasn't invited, I guess.
Was it tough for you guys to start to break out beyond Estonia in terms of popularity and awareness and fans?
I don't think you can say it was tough, because we didn't expect that. Everything came like as a present or something.
Well, I ask that because, you know, here in the States, if you have a hot band in Portland, their scope of influence just sort of increases. And going from Portland to say San Francisco, it's not a huge jump, even though it's 10 hours away. But from Tallinn, 10 hours away, you're in a completely different country.
Like five countries.
With a different language, with a different cultural history, with a different musical sensibility. So does your music, did you find your music working well as you expanded beyond the borders of Estonia?
Yeah, and I guess that's what drives us still. And the first concert we had was a really small place in Riga that was outside from Estonia.
Latvia, right?
Yeah, Latvia. And that was, I don't know, like 30 people maybe or something like that. But you get such a kick out of that if you go outside and you see that, you know, even though it's a small place and a small venue, but all those people came here for us.
And they're foreigners.
It's like, I want more.
Everett and the Two Dragons are my guests live today in the JPR studios. The new record is called Circles. Information at everettandthetwodragons.com. The Everett is spelled E-W-E-R-T. Give me all of your last names so that I don't butcher them on the air.
Suindia.
So that's Everett.
Pärnoja.
Oh, see, I couldn't have done that.
Erkki Pärnoja.
Okay. Ivo is Eti. Yes, and Christian Kallas,
yes.
who's playing percussion, but it's literally a guitar case turned on its side, played with one stick and one mallet. It's improvisation live here on the radio. All right, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, we're going to do a title track from the second album, Good Man Down.
Oh, perfect.
Here is a story about a boy and a girl. She woke up a morning and felt alone in this world. Despite the love for her, he couldn't keep her from leaving again. She had to do it. She cried in the nights, he got her flowers in the daytime. She tried to forget the past and all her past crimes. Despite the love for her, he couldn't keep her from leaving again. She had to do it. here to shoot a good man down. Leave you without mourning, broken hearted underground, like the others before him. The burden heavy as a rock, ain't nobody gonna stop her. Go ahead and walk alone, and regret it some elsewhere. He cried in the night, she got no flowers in the daytime. He gave up the fight, well, she was out committing new crimes. Despite the love for her, he couldn't keep her from leaving again. She had to do it. How could you shoot a good man down? Leave you without mourning, broken hearted underground, like the others before him. Her burden heavy as a rock, ain't nobody gonna stop her. Go ahead and walk alone, and regret it some elsewhere. Her burden heavy as a rock, ain't nobody gonna stop.
That is Everett and the Two Dragons live on Jefferson Public Radio. That one going back a little bit to an earlier record called Good Man Down, one that was originally released in 2011, but we really didn't see a copy here in the States until 2013, which means that it has been almost 4 years between this record and the new one.
That is true.
What took so long?
Well, we had a pretty heavy touring schedule, and we did really, that was like year after year, spending most of it on tour, and I guess we didn't have time. Pretty simple.
And when you did have time, you ended up recording this record up in Washington.
Yes.
Bear Creek. Why there? Why come all the way over to Washington State here in the United States to record the record?
The label found a guy, and they said that that he's a cool guy and it's a cool studio, and you guys should go there. And since we didn't really know any better, we thought that sure, why not? And we checked out the place in
It's up in Woodinville.
Yeah.
Was it a much different experience recording in a US studio than recording somewhere else?
Yes and no. In one way, it's really similar because we got to go out of our usual environment like we usually do. Like the first album was recorded in a summer house away from the city. the second one in a small town in mid Estonia, and this time it was a bit, yeah, the distance was a bit bigger, but the sort of the isolation from the rest of the world was the same, and it was a really beautiful environment, like really beautiful nature. But the other thing is that was different was the all the equipment and all the conditions that we had there, which was like really good. We haven't had that before. So the room and the different rooms to record in, like this old wooden barn built into a studio in the 70s, it had like all sorts of mics and really a lot of cool nerdy gear, and we loved it and really experienced guys to work with.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I noticed right off the first record that showed up before I'd even known where you were from is that your sensibility when it comes to writing lyrically and melodically sounds like it could be from somewhere here in the United States. I mean, there's not, sometimes with bands that are from, say, Finland or Sweden or Norway, there's a harmonic or a melodic difference, that the melodies just go in a different direction than what we would hear would expect them to do. And I don't really catch that in your songs. Was there a specific band or couple of bands that you were listening to or that you were maybe not emulating, but at least influenced how you wanted Everett and the Two Dragons to sound? When the four of you finally came together in this configuration?
There's never been like a discussion like that.
It has not been a discussion. I mean, I guess
it's certainly, it's not Stevie Wonder. This is not Ray Charles.
Yeah. Not at all.
And
it's not Slipknot, obviously.
It's not Slipknot.
But I guess it's just we try to be as honest as possible. And I mean, we try to make the music that we like, despite the obvious choices or some heavy influences. Of course, we have them. Who doesn't? But I can't say that we've taken like a role model and tried to be like someone.
Put your finger on it, like a specific band that we want to do this thing now.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We've loved both of these records, and I'm really grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to stop and visit with us. It's Everett and the Two Dragons live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Circles. Information at their website, everettandthetwodragons.com. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Well, the single Pictures It Is.
I remember when I still was young in the sun, I knew hardly any worries. Now the story's changed and always fading away. Won't you stay until the day breaks? I was young. I remember you and your ruby skirt. I was hurt when you wouldn't let me hold you. Now the story's changed and always fading away. Won't you stay until the day? And I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved till I ran out of love. And I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved till I ran out of love. I remember us in the autumn rain. You're the same, it was me who couldn't say that. Now the story's changed and I am leaving today. Take the picture from the gold. And I learned and I learned, and I learned and I learned, and I learned and I learned till my lesson was learned. And I learned and I learned, and I learned and I learned, and I learned and I learned till my lesson was learned. I take what I need, I ache when I bleed. I'll make this way, and you're the same, the same. I'll stay if it's right and leave when it's time. I'm not to blame. The story has changed, has changed. I've changed. I remember when I still was young and the sound I knew hardly any words. Now the story's changed and always fading away. Won't you stay until the day? And I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved till I ran out of love. And I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved, and I loved and I loved till I ran out of love. And I learned and I loved, and I learned and I loved, and I learned and I loved till my lesson was learned.
That is Everett and the Two Dragons live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from the new record called Circles that is out on Sire, a.k.a. Warner Brothers here in the States. EverettandTheTwoDragons.com is their website. It's Everett Sundia, Erki Pernoia. Not even going to try to give it the flourish that you give it. Ivo Etti and Christian Callas. Guys, again, thanks for stopping and visiting with us.
Thanks for having us.